This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. Zoe Reed of WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk speaks with an epidemiologist and a behavioral health specialist about how to approach personal interactions in a post-pandemic world.
Workplace interactions, hanging out with friends and loved ones, dating. How can you protect yourself and how do you open the dialogue about it? I spoke with Carolyn Canuccio, a professor of family medicine and community health at the University of Pennsylvania, and Mary Beth Griffin, a professor at Rutgers Department of Health, Behavior, Society, and Policy. They say at work, open windows, wear masks in common areas, and clean shared spaces like the fridge. Say goodbye to buffet-style lunches, and shaking hands will be on pause for a while. These measures are important because some people might not be vaccinated, Griffin says.
How bizarre it is, like birthday cakes that we have in offices where somebody blows out candles. They're like, oh, that's now literally germs all over the cake. So I think it's, you know, it's almost like we're rethinking about these kind of common everyday things that we would do.
Meeting friends and family is easier. If everyone is vaccinated, most activities are safe, though outdoors always is safest. And you can hug each other. Vaccinated people also can date each other safely and be intimate. But being monogamous is the safest. Health experts say asking the vaccination status of colleagues, friends, family, and potential dates is of utmost importance. Griffin says she hopes the pandemic will make people more open and honest about health. That includes SDI protection and knowing to stay home when sick.
I really hope that we start using these tools that we've learned, these skills that we've learned during the pandemic, and we keep up with them and we apply them and think more proactively about, like, I'm not feeling really well today. Maybe I will call out because I don't need to be going to the office when I have a cold or when I think I might have the flu.
And what do you do when a friend or loved one gauges risk differently than you? Canuccio has an answer.
So I think it's quite okay to say to people, I am comfortable with getting together outside. I'm not ready yet to get together inside. Can we reevaluate that in a month, or can we reevaluate that at the end of the summer? So by saying yes to something, you're acknowledging, I love you, I care about you, I've missed you, I want to see you. These are some of the parameters that work for me.
They say in public, it's always safer to wear masks. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.